Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell here, the King of Client Attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Now, like I said, one of my marketing director, he said, Markwell, look, big shout out to my guy Lev. I'm at your boy Lev, at your boy LV, my bad, on IG. But basically he asked me, he said, look, Markwell, what's the one thing that you learned or heard or read that helped you go from being a high school dropout to everything you're doing now to being a CEO of this fast growing, rapidly growing company, all this cool stuff, right? And I said, you know what? That's a very interesting question. And a lot of people want to know, like, what's the one thing? And here's what I found. It's actually never like one thing. People are thinking, always thinking like, it's one more piece of information that's going to change everything. Or they're like, it's one more coach that's going to change everything. Or it's one more event that's going to change everything. Or it's one more book. Or it's one more coach. It's one. I'm just looking for this one thing that just rules them all. And the reality is that's how I was as well. But what I found is that it's not a one thing. Right? It's these 2 millimeter shifts along the way. So you read a book, you get a 2 millimeter shift. You watch this YouTube video, a 2 millimeter shift. You hire a coach, 2 millimeter shift. Go to this event, you get this 2 millimeter shift. When you're having a conversation with somebody, 2 millimeter shifts. And it's these 2 millimeter shifts. And before you know it, you look back and now these breadcrumbs, which is AKA 2 millimeter shifts, have led you to this specific outcome. I think that's why Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, said you can't really connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking back because you see all those little breadcrumbs along the way. So what I discovered was I spoke at Breakthrough in Business a couple months ago in Delaware. Shout out to Danielle for having me out there to speak. And basically what I talked about is those 2 millimeter shifts. And I said, you know what? I need to create a podcast episode around that. So basically what I did, there's so many shifts that I've had along my journey, right? But I really want to break down 7 specific. And I got it on my phone because I didn't want to miss it, leave anything out. Now, number one was I think Joel Osteen was the first person that said in this particular way. And basically what he said was, if you can sell drugs, you can run a business, right? And I was like, that's very interesting because here's the reality. Like if you can sell drugs successfully, you already understand sales, you understand marketing, you have, you know, critical thinking, you have, so you know, metrics because you got to weigh stuff up and all the different types of stuff, right? You may have some level of leadership skills. You understand branding because if it's like, hey, you know, this person got the good stuff, this person, you know, it may cost a little bit more, but it's going to be better. This may cost less, but it's not going to be as good. That is branding. Like, what is the neighborhood and all the clientele saying about your products and so forth, right? You understand supply and demand. You understand these specific things. Now, if you take that and you turn it into a business, like a legitimate business, it's unlimited what's possible. And you don't have to worry about anybody taking anything from you. So that was one massive shift. And that's why we see a lot of like extremely successful business owners now who came from the drug world, like Jay-Z and, you know, different guys of that nature. Right. So that's number one. That was the first shift for me. Number two, I was introduced to network marketing and I was introduced to this guy named Jim Rohn. Completely changed everything from I never met him. Massive impact on my life. And he basically says profits are better than wages. Now, for me, I never wanted to like work a job anyway. Like, it's not one thing, there's nothing, anything wrong with a job. I just didn't want one. But he said profits are better than wages. And in that, it clicked. And I was like, okay, that's why I am the way I am about business and doing my own thing, because I've always been pulled to profits. Number three, he also said that you don't get paid based on the hour. You get paid based on the value you bring to the hour. So if you work a job and they pay you $10 an hour, that means you bring $10 worth of value to the hour. You get paid $5 an hour, right? So for example, not too long ago, people was protesting like at McDonald's and things of that nature for higher wages. And it was like, well, we should get paid $15 an hour. You know, we normally get paid $8 an hour, but we should get paid $15. But they don't understand that, like, you don't get paid based on the hour. You get paid based on the value you bring to the hour. So you're getting paid in accordance to the value that you bring to the hour, which is $8, $15, $20, or whatever the case may be. So some people say, well, Well, the CEO sit on the hill to make all this money while the employees make so much less. Well, it's because of the value that the CEO is bringing to the specific hour. So if you want to increase the amount of revenue you make, what do you got to do? You got to increase the amount of value that you bring to the hour. So that's why I see a lot of coaches and consultants, even service providers, drastic undercharging because they think they charge for the hour. But in reality, you charge based on the value that you bring to the hour. Number four, this perfect segue, the amount of value that you create is a direct correlation to how much money you make. So for example, I was in network marketing struggling, trying to figure stuff out. And this guy named Ray. Ray basically, he's always saying, if you want to make more money, create more value. The kind of value at the time was creating valuable content. So I went on a tear of just creating content. And I still got this habit today, creating value. And my overall goal is to outserve everybody in the marketplace because nobody can outserve you. Okay. And I also got a bonus one I'm going to share as well that I just thought about. Number five. So that was number four. Number five is I heard Zig Ziglar, another person had a massive impact on my life who I never met. Zig basically had a saying where he said, if you help enough people get what they want in life, you will automatically get what you want in life. If you help enough people get what they want in life, you'll automatically get what you want in life. And again, I was obsessed with that. And our client results is an example of that obsession, right? The bonus, I'm gonna just give you the bonus now. The bonus is authenticity. If you wanna create a competition-proof business, guess what? And I'm gonna do another episode on creating a competition-proof business. But be 100% authentic. Be yourself who you are 100%. Nobody else can be you like you. And when you decide to be authentic and show up powerfully in the marketplace, nobody else can compete because there's no other you, okay? So that was the bonus, authenticity. Number six, another 2 millimeter shift. At first, all I used to do was like organic, like doing content, posting, DMing people and that type of thing, right? And that's all fine. But I wanted to scale. And the way to scale was to start doing paid advertising. When I started doing paid advertising with like Facebook ads and things of that nature, things completely changed. And so like at one point, we used to get excited about getting 10 to 15 leads a day. Now you consistently get 100, 200 leads per day, 500, well, however many leads you want. Because when you turn on the spigot, when it comes to ads, you can get like a flood of leads on a consistent basis, right? So paid advertising. And then lastly, number seven is a big shift is being an entrepreneur. And a business owner is two completely different things. But going from entrepreneur to CEO is a completely different shift. A lot of times in entrepreneurship, it's about doing, doing, doing. CEO level is a lot of times it's about thinking and more about design and less time in the doing, more time in the design. And then you building this team around you that actually go do the doing of the process. It's a massive shift, but that's the shift that's going to, so you can hustle to get to six figures. But if you want to get to seven figures, multiple seven figures and beyond, you got to shift into that business owner quadrant like Robert Kiyosaki talked about, right? And the CEO role, and now your whole role and your identity even changes. And the fact that your identity starts to change, that's a lot of times some of the biggest challenges. And a lot of times people can sabotage their business as a result. So those are my 2 millimeter shifts to seven figures and beyond. Take at least one of those and start implementing them and then add another one on. And I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the podcastfactory.com. Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.